Our second presenter this morning is Nathaniel Daniel. Nathaniel attended California State University at San Bernardino. Says he's held a continuum of jobs from day laborer to case manager. He's married to Elena. Glad to have you with us. And they have three teenage children, Jonathan and Joseph and Asone. And we live just down the hill, and I hear a little activity once in a while up there on the basketball court, and I don't think you're quite as dominating as you were at one time as your children grow up. Nathaniel is currently employed by the Harrisonburg-Rockingham County Community Services Board. He's on the Crisis Stabilization Unit. He's an ordained minister, and he's seeking to initiate U-Turn for Christ in our local area. The last thing that Nathaniel notes on the sheet of information that he gave me to use in introducing him, he said, "I was a drug-addicted homeless person at one time in my life." I think that's insignificant, and I expect we're going to hear a little more about that. Nathaniel, would you come and share with us about danger in ministry?
I attended junior college at Crafton Hills College. We were known as the Roadrunners. And then I attended California State University. We were known as the Coyotes. It's been my life, chasing one, chasing the other. As I have journeyed with my team at Lindell Mennonite Church for the past 18 months, culminating in the November County Board of Supervisors hearing for the special use permit, I have sought to follow the call on my life to come alongside anyone who seeks restoration from the dehumanizing, debasing, and destroying effects of drug addiction and other toxic proclivities most people don't openly talk about in social situations. When I first came to Harrisonburg after a nearly 30-year absence, I came with a testimony of how God can turn one life around. My journey from the crack house to God's house is an example of how a holy God cares even for the least of these. Since 2004, I have been involved in the ministry of U-Turn for Christ. This ministry, founded by Jerry Brown, is based on Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This ministry was found on an ultimatum as he and his life headed towards oblivion. His wife gave him an ultimatum: either come to church with me or continue down the decaying life of divorce and moral and financial bankruptcy. But this ultimatum allowed him to come to know the saving grace of a heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, giving him a miraculous victory and the forgiveness of sins and the opportunity to enjoy grace and mercy through the transforming blood of Jesus Christ, creating a ministry that has allowed thousands of people not only to disengage from the activities that led them through a non-ambulatory position of sin and madness, but to come to know Jesus Christ in a profound and a holy way. Faith-based addiction ministry has faced many challenges over the years, especially with the medical model presiding in ways of dealing with persons of addiction, mentalities, and proclivities. But combating the scourge of drug and alcoholism in our community, and even more in our larger society, has been endemic in that it's been stereotyped and a harbinger is placed upon it, almost like a scarlet letter, that we just keep it in the hush rooms and quietly come to our pastors and pray about them. I have served in U-Turn for Christ as a participant, an overseer, and now a pastor. I believe God has called me to bring this ministry here to the Shenandoah Valley. Our team lifts up Romans 12:1 and 2 as a presiding verse that forms and propels who we are. Therefore, I urge you, sisters and brothers, in view of God's unfailing mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, for this is your true and proper worship. Do not conform then to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and to prove what is that good and perfect will, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. In October of 2011, having been here at seminary since January of 2010, I partnered with Irv Weaver and began the journey that I speak of today. Through much prayer and supplication, we went into entering into a covenantal relationship, vowing to put Christ first in the hope of bringing U-turn for Christ here to our local area. We felt the first thing we needed to do was approach our pastor, Pastor Dwayne Weaver at Lindell Mennonite Church. He provided a clear and concise direction for us to partner with the existing prison ministry at LMC. We entered into a relationship with these team of prayer warriors and doers that continues into today, engaging in weekly prayer, entering into the local jail, and now I serve as a chaplain at the Men's Diversion Center in Linville. We came to realize that many of the inmates had tag-along problems dealing with drug and alcohol addiction, like a carpetbagger seeming to hang on and engaging in corrosive activities with their interpersonal relationships, with their loved ones, with their family and friends. We hope that the message of Christ and the newness of life promised by his blood and his resurrected self could provide and shed some light on these men and the life that could be theirs in the future. The next phase that we felt we needed to do with U-turn for Christ through the direction of our pastor was to assemble a board of directors. So we based this on 1 Corinthians 3:11. For none of us can lay any foundation other than that which the one has already laid, Jesus the Christ. We sought out 9 individuals from our Anabaptist Mennonite community, and without fail, each of them decided to join us for an initial 2-year term. We divided the board into 3 specific categories: theological and program, property and management, and marketing and business. With the blessings and the approval of our congregation, we sought to find an appropriate physical location for UTFC Shenandoah Valley. This is when I began to realize how naive I was with regard to how the community would push back and the backlash that we would be presented with. We found what we thought to be a suitable location in the Cedar Run location in Broadway. We began making inroads into the community, engaging members and families, introducing ourselves as U-turn for Christ. We met initially with 4 families who were the closest proximity to the location we had chosen. One of these families seemed to present a formidable opponent, and from the very beginning stated that this was their dream home. They had invested a lifetime of considerable personal wealth, planning, and design into building this home. After hearing our proposal, they made it perfectly clear that they would do everything in their power to stop us from coming to this location. Even though I felt that I had projected us as a Christian ministry of restoration, I could never have imagined how this family would react to incite the Cedar Run and Broadway community to oppose us in the most amazing way. The matriarch of this family must have spent countless hours on the internet scouring for any information that could be damning to U-turn for Christ and the 14 locations throughout the United States. By the time we had reached the other communities in Cedar Run, we were met with open hostility and realized that our efforts had been maligned with half-truths and the nature and climate of fear-mongering that had triggered a signed petition opposing us in excess of 300 persons. By the time we reached the County Board of Supervisors hearing in November of 2012, these persons had initiated an opposition that garnered incredible following that conveyed the most absurd accusations about U-turn for Christ, presenting us as a danger to the community, the dissolving of property values. Women and children should fear for their very lives, and I'm sure even gun sales rose in that neighborhood. When I heard about what the opposition spoke as I sat there in the hearing, I became very, very sad about our community. That NIMBYism, not in my backyard, is a very real and powerful presence in our community. Needless to say, the Rockingham County Board of Supervisors unanimously voted against allowing U-Turn for Christ to exist at that proposed location. What I realized following this process was that I should have taken that initial family very serious. With the guidance of Nate Yoder and my pastor and our team, I have understood the absolute importance of what a danger to society really is. I should have recognized that this family's commitment to protecting what they believed was rightfully theirs was a fulcrum for them, that being the right to live in a location free of what they consider to be undesirables, free from what they consider to be a danger to their community, free of what they consider to be drug-crazed individuals who could potentially invade their homes, steal their property, cause harm to their loved ones, and on and on. Even though I had shown in the 20-year history of U-Turn for Christ that no person had ever left the ministry and entered into the local community and committed even the most minor of crime, that did not work. None of this mattered to the people who had been charged up and had been presented with a version of what we could be, and that is a danger to society. Through the countless interviews I have conducted during this journey, I have come to several conclusions. I have realized that a clear and concise mission statement of who we are and what we are needs to be put forth. We must delineate U-Turn for Christ for medical models of drug addiction. We are not a treatment facility. We are not a program. U-Turn for Christ is a ministry of freedom. For like the apostle has told the people in Galatia, that this it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So stand firm and do not allow yourselves to be burdened again with the yoke of slavery. And with this freedom, do not take it for indulgence, but use it to serve one another in love. We do not offer a medical detox. We do not offer medical intervention or licensed therapeutic talk. We do not have armed guards patrolling the security of the premises under barbed wire and guard dogs. Instead, what this experience has allowed me and my team to do is develop this following criteria, which we hope to put forth at our next County Board of Supervisors meeting. The vision and values of U-Turn for Christ Shenandoah Valley are grounded in the Mennonite tradition of faith. From the beginning, Mennonites have emphasized following Jesus Christ's teachings and example in daily life. We believe in Christian discipleship and service growing from a committed and active community of faith. The vision and values of UTFC also draw from a monastic Christian principle of tradition, where centuries of men and women have separated themselves for specific reasons, some being temptations, some being enticements, to pursue a life of dedicated study, simplicity, and service. At U-Turn for Christ, we hope to convey that in two phases, an initial 2-month and a following 6-month, a time when separating from the world literally means separating from the world. We seek to provide these opportunities to every person that comes to us. Our vision is restoration and reconciliation through Jesus Christ. We believe sin is a real and unavoidable part of who we are as human beings, and we experience it daily. It is, do we partake or do we resist through the belt of truth, through the gospel of peace, through the breastplate of righteousness, through the shield of faith, through the sword of the Spirit, or the helmet of salvation? One manifestation of sin is separation from God and separation from each other and other people, especially our loved ones. We believe addiction is sin. It separates the addict from those who dearly love him and dearly want to spend time with her. But we believe nothing can separate us from the love of an almighty God through Jesus Christ. Moreover, we believe Christ asks of us to love one another and others. We invite participants to experience God's restoring love and share it with those around us. We value discipleship, not only as Anabaptist Mennonites, but as Christians. We believe addiction creates habits that destroy life, that take away movement, that take away freedom, that take away foundation, and decay the very moral fiber of the person, turning a normal human being into a raving maniac I once was. Christ asks us to learn new habits as children do by careful observing of those that have come before us and diligent practice by following those we emulate in Jesus' name. We surround those that come to U-turn for Christ with faithful Christian disciples, engaging them in Christian practice, discipling them in faith, and support them in prayer. We believe in study of God's word and present no other mechanism but the Bible. We believe addiction occupies and destroys the mind for the specific purpose of separating us from God's word, with replacing it with the things of this world through those fiery darts that take hold, and without knowing it, these hands turn back towards wickedness as we ask for them to be renewed and restored and become instruments of righteousness. Christ asks us to learn from him of the kingdom of God and how that kingdom is built up. We integrate Bible study and discussion in our daily rhythms that start at 5:30 a.m. and end at 9:30 p.m. We believe in simplicity. Addiction drives ever-increasing consumption. The consumer becomes overwhelmed, and that product of his consumption becomes an idol. It has replaced the living God with worshiping this idol, whatever that proclivity may be. So we meet participants' physical and spiritual needs without indulging in distraction, ostentation, or excess. And we believe in service. Addiction draws the focus inward to the desires of the self, that insatiable self that continues to feed and feed and feed. At one point, I had a $200 a day drug habit, a wife and three young children. One had to give. And I chose this drug over my loved ones and lost everything. I was never satisfied in the world. True satisfaction only comes at the foot of the cross in Jesus' name. We involve participants to be with the neighbors in the covenantal community of faith so they can learn what it is to engage in healthy relationships, what it is to give of themselves, what it is to be selfless and sacrifice for the good of others. I'll close with this. Of the many interviews that I conducted for this, I have compiled an amalgam of four different stories, and I'll call this Three from Nowhere. I was born in Charlottesville, Virginia, Brunswick, New Jersey, Harar, Ethiopia. My family background is German, Irish, Italian, Ethiopian, American. I have 13 brothers and sisters. My two dads and one grandmother graduated from college. We went camping a lot as children, traveled to many states, national parks. My dad spent 18 years in prison. I saw him when I was 4. My parents divorced when I was 8, and I grew up from there with an aunt who had many friends named Tony or John. My parents were church-going folk who were really active in church. My dad went to church in prison. My mother drank and smoked all her life. I did not really know what peer pressure was growing up, but it seemed to find me in trouble everywhere I went. I had a comfortable home. My parents were attentive to my needs. Before my parents split up, they fought all the time. I learned to go to the basement and play or watch TV or make believe. My dad beat up my mom every day. My mom tried to care for us. She worked hard, but was not around when I got home from school. I learned to cook for myself and take care of myself. My parents were loving and caring people. They embraced us with consistency, and I never witnessed my father strike my mother at one time. They would always go to the room and argue. My mother said she loved me. My father said he hated me. My mother said I was a mistake. My dad sent many letters saying he loved me. My father never told me he loved me. My mother kissed me goodnight every night. I never saw my mom at night. My aunt rarely said anything directly to me. My mother hit my dad with a hot iron and busted his forehead open. I never saw my mother hit my dad. My mother was visiting me when I was in prison. My mother used drugs her whole life. I grew up watching my dad sell drugs. My sister started selling drugs when I was 13. My brothers used drugs when I was 8. I never saw the police come to our house. The police were at our house every weekend. I called the police to our house. I started using drugs and drinking when I was 8. My mother turned me on to drugs. I never saw my father drink. My father sold drugs. I had sex when I was 9. I have never had sex until I was an adult. I had sex when I was 14. I was raped when I was 12. I have had sex for money. I had sold my car for drugs. I robbed people for drugs. I stole. I went 5150 for drugs. I lost my health, my family, my house, all of my belongings, all my friends, trust, love, honor, integrity, hope, purpose, status, energy, bus pass, guitar, drums, computer, wedding ring, diamond necklace, and everything I had for drugs. I am now in rehab for drugs. I am now drug free. I don't do drugs anymore. I haven't done drugs for 9 years. To God be the glory.